Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers of America and the United Food and Commercial Workers. We appreciate their support, both out of Washington, D.C. Joining me today, we've got Barry Craig. He's with the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Barry, Mitch McConnell is running headlong into the doorframe, isn't he?
Well, you know, Charles, from what I understand, he has scheduled a vote for next week on this health care bill, from what I'm reading. Same thing you're reading, no doubt. He doesn't have the votes right now. And whatever this bill looks like in its final form, I haven't seen anything about it. It's coming at a very interesting time with Donald Trump Jr.'s, shall we say, mess. So it's an absolutely fascinating time. Charles, this is a time when I'm 67 years old, and I wish I were a young reporter. Boy, this would be these are stories you can really sink your teeth in.
Barry, let me ask you a question. Could it be that Mitch McConnell's having this vote, trying to deflect some of the stuff coming out of the White House?
You know, Charles, that's a very good question, and it's an old adage in politics. In fact, many, many, many years ago, I was talking to Senator Wendell Ford, who was one of Kentucky's distinguished Democratic senators, and we were talking about votes on bills, and I said, he said, you never, never, never bring a bill to a vote unless you're sure you have the votes to pass, because it's far worse to bring a bill and lose than it is to simply not bring a bill up. So I have no idea what McConnell's motive is, unless he thinks he can whip enough votes between now and next week when he decides to do this. This is baffling. Unless he knows that a lot of these Republican senators who claim to be on the fence or leaning against this bill really are for it, whatever it is. It's a really interesting situation. I don't know. And again, it could be that this is to try to deflect this situation in the White House. Of course, I saw John McCain yesterday. He's sort of in one of these. I saw him on TV in one of these "I told you so" modes, and he said that he just waits for another shoe to drop. And who knows between now and next week what other shoes will drop. But again, from everything I've read right now, McConnell does not have the votes to pass this, so I have no idea what he's up to.
I don't know either, Barry. But I when I saw Pat Toomey basically rolling over and squealing about the amount of traffic that he's been getting with his health care bill, I knew that we were having an effect.
No doubt about it. And Charles, I think McConnell, I think it's having an effect in Kentucky. I think McConnell was really surprised at the amount of opposition to this Trump care in his state. I don't know. You got to figure these Republican senators are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, in that I guess they suppose they want to do what the majority leader says and what the president says. On the other hand, they know that the ultimate judge of this is the body politic or their constituents, and especially some of these senators who are kind of in iffy races. Heller in Nevada, for example, they've got to be wondering about what are they going to do about this. They're in a tough spot. But again, who knows what this bill actually says? You keep hearing people say, well, it's not in its final form. Well, what is its final form? This whole thing has been total secrecy. But as I said the other day when we were talking, I think this thing all boils down to the Republicans are looking at this as a win-loss situation. They want a win of any kind. And I think that's what it boils down to. And again, that makes it even more dangerous if you take a vote and you can't win it. So, I don't know, last time I looked, there was something like 10 senators that were either opposed to it or leaning against it. Who knows?
You know, here's something very interesting. You know, you're talking about they want to win at any cost, okay?
Yeah.
About the only thing that they can do is totally repeal the Affordable Care Act and not put anything in place. But what do you think that's going to what do you think that's going to do to them in 2018?
Well, that's what I've said. They ran that up the flagpole a few days ago, and even McConnell said they weren't going to do that. But again, who knows? But we talked about this the other day too, Charles. You know, we all thought that that House version of Trump Care was dead, and it suddenly came back from the dead. And this Senate bill could very well be the same thing about it. But again, it seems to me if they put sweeteners in there to bring over these less conservative Republicans, that's going to make the more conservative Republicans upset. So I don't know how he's going to juggle this and pull it through. By the way, Vice President Pence is in Lexington today. That's a long way from where I live, over 200 miles, but I understand that he will be greeted with protests there. So, I mean, everywhere they go. And, of course, McConnell, he sneaked back in when he was down here in the western part of the state where I live. He didn't put out where he was, but people found out and protested. There were about 30 of us who showed up in Paducah and a smaller crowd, but nonetheless a crowd in Mayfield as well. So, boy, right now it's absolutely interesting. And, you know, you turn on the news, and in every 15 minutes another story breaks. It's an exciting time to be following the news. I get up in the morning, first thing I look at is online, the Washington Post, New York Times, the Huffington Post, to see what broke overnight. And there are reporters on this. It's a who knows?
Yeah.
Who could predict any of this stuff? But it's a great I told my wife last night, I'm sure that Hillary Clinton is sitting in her den with her shoes off and drinking beer and enjoying this thoroughly. It was interesting, too. I was watching MSNBC yesterday, and one of their reporters more or less admitted, you know, we should have been harder digging deeper into this story during the campaign, that it didn't get the coverage it merited. And that, she didn't exactly come right out and say that, but she implied it's like the media dropped the ball. They should have been exploring this. They should have been digging into this story much deeper than they did before King Lear was elected. That's L-E-E-R, by the way.
Yeah. There you go. Barry, we got about 3 minutes left. Anything else going on in Kentucky that we should be talking about?
Well, that's about it right now. Of course, this is not an election year in the state. We've got our big fancy farm political picnic coming up first Saturday in August. The governor is not going to be there. I don't know if I were a guru with the state Democratic Party, and I'm not. If it were me, I would flood that thing with Democrats because you've got – this is batting practice. I mean, you've got nobody to oppose you. I would get in there, bring in the heavyweights, and lay out the plans for 2018. But that'll be coming up in August. Used to in Kentucky, we had an election every year. It really kept the juices flowing. So right now the next big event will be the Fancy Farm Political Picnic in Fancy Farm, Kentucky, near where I live.
There you go. Are you going?
Yeah, I usually do. The barbecue is outstanding. The traditional Kentucky barbecue is mutton, and they still serve mutton down there. It's a Catholic parish. It's an absolute epic amount of barbecued meat. They do pork, they do beef, they do mutton. It's the homecoming for the community, but it evolved through the years into this giant political picnic, and everybody who's anybody in Kentucky politics shows up. It's a great place to see friends from around the state, gossip, visit, and then the rhetoric is usually as hot as the weather and the barbecue. I'll probably show up for it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Barry, it is always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about you and the Kentucky AFL-CIO?
Just go to our website. Just do a Google search, Kentucky AFL-CIO. Take a look at it. If you pack a union card and live in Kentucky or elsewhere, drop us a line. Let us hear from you. Let's hear your news and views. This is, as I tell people, this is not Bill Lonergan's website. It's not my website. It's the website of the labor movement in Kentucky and our allies. So give us a look. We're there. Do a Google search, Kentucky AFL-CIO, and you'll find us.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We appreciate your time, Barry, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
There you go. Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.